الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارِك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان مبارك كل عام وأنتم بخير، بالصحة والسلامة والعافية والكرامة. I wasn't here last week, so didn't have the opportunity to greet you all as a congregation, as a jama'ah, and wish you all well for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are well into it now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us therein and accept from us all our good deeds, and inshallah, as a result thereof, shower our brothers and sisters that are suffering so immensely, so horrifically, under this genocide that the deranged, insane, deranged, savage, brutal Zionist entity is metering upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our changes from within, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until at such time as they change the condition of ourselves. Ya Allah, we make our intention to change ourselves in this Ramadan, that you might change the condition of the ummah and remove this humiliation that we find ourselves in, and restore greatness and izzah and karama and dignity and inshallah power and strength for the sake of Allah, that you might restore it to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen ya rabbal alamin. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. Every year we hear this verse 158 from Surah Al-Baqarah. 158. Shukran, Mr. Kamish. 158 from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces to us the month of Ramadan. How does he introduce it? The month in which Allah revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind, and clear evidence of guidance, clear signs of guidance. وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and the criterion. Allahu Akbar. That's why the Quran is هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, because it is the criterion. Those that are conscious and mindful of Allah, those that live in awe and are careful for how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon them, this Quran will be a guidance for them. Because as they are being conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are going to use this Quran to shield themselves from all that which brings upon them the displeasure of Allah. And they are going to use this Quran to encourage them and to make effort and to strive in everything that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمَ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْهُ. So whoever is around and this month dawns upon them, then let them fast it. Meaning this is a command. فَلْيَسُمْهُ. Why? Because before this, before Ramadan was made a fariḍah, was made a compulsory act in Islam, what the Sahaba used to fast compulsorily was the day of Ashura. As it comes in the hadith, فَصَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ بِسِيَامِهِ. The Prophet fasted the day of Ashura. He fasted the day of Ashura وَأَمَرَ بِسِيَامِهِ And he made compulsory the fasting thereof. He commanded the companions to fast it. Until this verse came down, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمَ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْهُ What about the one that's not able to fast? What about the one that is sick? Whether it is a temporary illness or a chronic illness. Or a person, for example, that's on a journey. Yes, journeys today. In fact, I was in Johannesburg just the other day. And I just noticed how easy it is to travel. You know, traveling in a air-conditioned aeroplane, even though it's 30,000 feet above sea level, it's relatively comfortable. Okay, they've turned them more into like those school children buses, you know. Not much space, not much leg room. But nevertheless, it's not like riding on a camel in the middle of a desert. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-safru qita'atu min al-'adhab. Traveling, it's almost like a portion of, or a type of suffering. Traveling is a type of suffering. And it's strange, you know, in English, suffering and traveling is suffer. Suffer. Sin fara. So traveling is a portion of suffering. And for that reason, when one is on a travel in which there is mashaqqa, there is difficulty, then, and that's not a condition, by the way. You can actually break your fast if you're traveling in an air-conditioned aeroplane 30,000 feet above sea level. But obviously we feel guilty because, you know, it's so easy to fast, so we continue fasting. But don't think it's you being pious, because it's actually not of piety to fast when you're traveling. What's the dalil? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bani Tamim came to him and asked him. Now Bani Tamim, they spoke in a dialect whereby the lam of the al, you know al, so kitabun al-kitabu, a book and the book, the nakira and the ma'rifa, the indefinite and the definite article. In order to make it definite, we pull al-ta'rif. We put al, which means the. So the lam of the al, Bani Tamim used to say, meme. Instead of saying l, say meme. I suppose in the cap, you mean say Ramadan. You know? In my farl sombain. Ramadan. And tawaf al ifalda. Tawaf al ifalda. It's ifalda. Saha wa hana. Ifalda. And fard. And Ramadan, not Ramadan. Okay, so it's just something that was on the tongues of Bani Tamim. So they came to the Prophet ﷺ and they asked him, Aminam birrim siyamum fim safar. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ was gifted with the knowledge of all the dialects. And so he answered them in their dialect, Laysa minam birrim siyamum fim safar. Meaning, Laysa min al birri. It's not of piety. As-siyamu fi safari. It's not of piety to fast when you're on a journey. It's not of piety to fast when you're on a journey. And in the Nas, whether it is Quran or Sunnah, there is no stipulation that it must be a journey whereby you're about to die of thirst or be scorched by the sun. Any journey. A journey which, like a journey of Qasr. Any journey which would be 81 kilometers plus, 16 farsakhan, 16 farsakh, that was a way of measuring in those days, about 81 kilometers, then one, it's permissible to break one's fast. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you. He does not want difficulty for you. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, so complete the 29 or 30 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which He has guided you to. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, in the hope that you can be of His thankful and grateful servants. What has Allah guided us to? He's guided us to Al-Hanafiyya to Samha. Al-Hanafiyya, not Hanafi. Al-Hanafiyya to Samha. What is this? Al-Hanifiyya. Al-Hanif, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, kana Hanifan Musliman. What does Hanif mean? From the word Hanf, which means Al-Mail. Al-Mail. Because Al-Mail, Hanf, is to turn away. To turn away, like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. At one time he was the only one doing it. He turned away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, when the Prophet was asked, what is the most beloved religion to you? مَا أَحَبُّ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَيْكِ. What's the most beloved religion to you? He said, الْحَنِفِيَةُ السَّمْحَةُ. He said, the pure, gentle religion. The pure, meaning tawheed. We're talking about faith now. We're talking about faith. The law and the way, of course, is completed, culminated, and perfected with the revelation of the Holy Quran to the last and final Prophet and Messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Khairul Anam, Salawatu Rabbi Wassalamu Alayhi. Whenever you hear me saying Khairul Anam, means the best of creation. But in as far as faith is concerned, what did the Prophet say? Deenuhum wahid. All of the Prophets are on the same deen. They are all on al-hanifiyyatu samha. They are all on the pure, that's for tawheed, perfect monotheism, samha meaning the gentle religion. The religion that is easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah wants ease for you. He doesn't want difficulty for you. Not only is it easy, but there's absolutely no discomfort in it. When you really think about it, if you understand what you are doing and why you are doing it, then we shouldn't feel any discomfort in anything that we do for the sake of Allah or in anything that we stay away from for the sake of Allah. Because we know Al-Wadud, the All-Loving, has created this system for us because it's good for us. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It might be that you dislike something, but it's good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And it might be that you love something, but it's bad for you. And what's the bottom line? I call it the bitter pill. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows, and you don't know. People don't like to be told. They don't know. And what's the Allah? So can even me for tell you. This is the reality. أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Are you more knowledgeable, or is Allah? أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Do you want to teach Allah your religion? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And Allah knows everything that's in the heavens and on earth. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah has knowledge of all things. That's why whenever we read a command, whether it's coming in the Quran or in the authentic Sunnah, what do we say? سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. We don't even question it. Because we know this is designed by the Creator of all things. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our faults. He knows what's best for us. So in other words, it's easy just to submit and surrender. And when we look at the benefits of those things that we are told to do and the harm and the detriment in those things that we are told to stay away from, we find absolutely no discomfort in doing them. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 78. The last verse in Surah Al-Hajj. And Hajj literally means Al-Qasd, the goal. And who is the goal? Who is the goal? Allah is the goal. So how do we attain the goal of Allah? The goal of attaining His pleasure on the dunya and His forgiveness and His jannah in the akhirah. Listen to the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj, the chapter of the goal. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. And strive in the way of Allah, a true striving. Whatever you're doing, do it sincerely for the sake of Allah. هُوَ جَتَبَاكُمْ. He has chosen you. Wallahi Jamaat al-Muslimin, I don't know about you, but in the time that we are living now, the time of insanity and barbarity and savagery and immorality and hypocrisy, Ya Allah, I couldn't be more thankful to be a Muslim. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'ma. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. And the people of Gaza are living that. Those words, wallahi, we say them, they are living them. Because what do these words mean? That even if I had to lose everything, and I still have Iman, I still have Islam, I have everything. I have everything. It doesn't mean that it's okay to starve. Ma'ad Allah. لو كان الفقر رجلا لقتلته. أو كما قال سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب كرم الله وجهه رضي الله عنه. He said, if poverty was a man, I would have killed him. Because poverty with weakness of faith can lead to disbelief. Now look again at the people of Gaza. And what do you see? You see Iman. Allahu Akbar. Losing everything, all the material possessions. في لحظات, in a few moments, in a few seconds. Yet they are saying, Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. So having Islam and having Iman, we mustn't take it lightly. The people of Jannah, when they enter Jannah on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah make us of them. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. And they said, or they will say, all praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for having guided us to this. Don't take it for granted that you're a Muslim. Even if you were born into a Muslim home and you grew up as a Muslim, yes, we are all born as Muslimin. كل مولود يولد على فطرة. Every child is born in a natural, inherent state of submission and surrender to Allah. ثم أبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. Then their parents either make them into a Jew, a Christian, or a Zoroastrian. But the origin is Islam. That's why when somebody embraces Islam after having grown up in a house of kufr, we say it is a reversion, not a conversion. 1600 to a 2 liter with a power turbos. You know? No, it is a reversion. We are going back to the asl. We're going back to the origin. The natural inherent state of submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will say, all praise and thanks is due solely to Allah who has guided us to this. And if He had not guided us, we wouldn't have been guided. So say it, Jamaat al-Muslim, say it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for this favor of Islam, for this favor of Iman. And Alhamdulillah. And this is the true victory. I think I've probably mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. We have to talk about this a lot nowadays. Because some of us are confused about what is the true victory. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَالْفَتْحِ. If the victory of Allah comes and the conquest, the opening. What opening? Just the opening of walls, like in the old days, every big city had a big wall. Or the conquest of land and the raising of flags. Yes, that's part of it. Certainly that's part of it. But the main conquest is the conquest of the hearts. The conquest of the hearts. And that is explained in the next verse. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. أَفْوَاجًا. And you see people coming into the religion of Islam, the deen of Islam and Iman, Al-Hanafiyyat al-Samha, the pure gentle religion. You see them coming in their waves and in their droves. People who yesterday, we would think they're living an easy life. Don't have to make salah, don't have to puasa, don't have to pay zakah. Easy life, la wallah. Wallahi, they were living with holes in their souls. They were living in darknesses. Ask me, I've been there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired them with the people of Iman and Islam. Fi ghazat al-izza. 41 kilometers long, 6 to 12 kilometers wide. If you look at it on a map, you can't see it. Yet the light of that Iman and that Islam is bringing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people to this deen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And now that they are in the deen, they are seeing that the life that they were living was actually hard. And now Allah has granted them ease. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. The Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, الدين يسر. The religion is easy. I mean, ask me, I grew up in an extremely English liberal home. Just sort of, you know, happy-go-lucky, go with the flow, make it up as you go along. Wallahi, it was the most difficult time of my life. If I think about now and I think about then, Allah has granted me ease with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something we must make intention for in the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, as we are restocking our stocks of Iman and Taqwa, restoring the shield of Taqwa. The Prophet, astaghfirullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever's mindful of Allah, whoever's conscious and in awe of Allah, shielding themselves from the displeasure of Allah, Allah will make the entire matter easy for them. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ad-deenu yusrun," the religion is easy. وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. For those of you who like grammar, Arabic grammar, وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. Hear this. وَلَنْ يُشَادَ, يُشَادَ is مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ. In other words, the doer is unknown. The doer is unknown. وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. And so deen here becomes the naib fa'il. Almost like the vice doer. You know, captain, vice captain? The vice doer. Now what this indicates is that when he said the religion is easy and nobody becomes extreme in the way that they practice their religion, except that their religion will overcome them. It's not sustainable. That's why you see people who become extreme, sometimes, wal'iyadu billah, they lose it and they go back to the other extreme. Allah save us and protect us all. Halak al-mutanatti'oon. Halak al-mutanatti'oon. Halak al-mutanatti'oon. The Prophet said it three times. People who are extreme in the way that they practice their religion, they will self-destruct. He said it three times. They will self-destruct. They will self-destruct.
لَمْ يَبْعَثْنِ اللَّهُ لَمْ يَبْعَثْنِ اللَّهُ مُعَنِّتًا أَوْ مُتَعَنِّتًا وَلَكِنَّهُ بَعَثَنِي مُعَلِّمًا وَمُيَسِّرًا.
Allah did not send me as مُعَنِّتًا, as someone who is harsh.
فَمِنْ رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ.
And because of Allah's mercy, Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of Allah's mercy on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were gentle with them, with his companions, with the Muslimin.
وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ.
And had you two have been harsh and hard of heart, لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have all run away from you. So he says, I wasn't sent as somebody who is harsh, nor to cause anyone distress. He's coming with the perfection of Islam, Allahu Akbar. But I was sent as a teacher and one to make things easy. What did you say to Mu'adh ibn Jabal? Saidna Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when he sent him to Yemen, he said, Ya Mu'adh, yassira wa la tu'assira, bashira wa la tunaffira, tatawwa'a wa la takhtalifa.
He said, Oh Mu'adh, make things easy for the people, don't make them difficult. Give glad tidings, in other words, with your actions and with your character and with your implementation of Islam, attract people to the deen. Don't chase them away. And at the end he said, tatawwa'a, which means collaborate. Cooperate with each other. On goodness, of course. Not cooperate, you know, in running the smoker race. Cooperate with each other in goodness. وَلَا تَخْتَلِفَ. And do not be in dissension and disunity. This is the deen of Islam. And Ramadan, and that's why I chose this verse, is so indicative of the beauty and the ease of this deen. الدين يسر, he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم. The religion is easy. وَلَنْ يُشَدَّ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. And nobody becomes extreme in the way that they practice their religion, except it will overcome them. It will knock them out. And then what did you say? فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالرَّوْحَةِ وَالْغُدْوَةِ وَالشَّيْءِ مِنَ الدُّلْجَةِ. He said, فَسَدِّدُوا, do what's right. Do what's right. Make a sad. You know, a sad literally means a dam. So stop all that is wrong. Because that's where our spirituality begins. And that must be center stage when we are fasting the month of Ramadan. That I want to build up my shield of taqwa to stay away from haram. What's my main goal in Ramadan? To build up my shield, to shield myself from haram. A person can't be saying to themselves, well, you know, as long as I'm fasting on a Monday and a Thursday, standing up for tahajjud salah, giving all the sadaqat that I can, you know, with my small change, going to the dhikr on a Thursday night, but I'm engaged in all forms of haram. Well, what's going to happen to all that birr al-walidain, being kind to your parents, being good to the neighbors? What's going to happen to it? It's like a bucket with holes in it. The holes come from us indulging in haram. Riba, big problem. Khurud, problem. And so when it comes to Ramadan, we're trying to fill the bucket, but it's just falling through the holes. Because we haven't stopped with our haram. And if a person is, I know riba requires a couple of jumu'ahs to cover, but just on something like riba, just make your intention to get out of it. Wallahi, Allah will create the means for you to get out. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The one who is mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. And the one who puts their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. Ask the people of Gaza. Ask the people of Gaza. Just ask the people of Gaza. فَسَدِّدُوا.
So number one, and that's why when the Prophet was asked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَلْ هِجْرَةُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, what is migration? And I can imagine it was probably the Ansar that were asking this question. Because they weren't migrators, they were helpers. They were in Medina and they were helping the migrators that came from Makkah. And the Muhajirun had a special status. It's mentioned in the Quran. So they also wanted to be migrators. So they wanted to know, what is migration, O Messenger of Allah? So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَن تَهْجُرَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ.
Migration is to migrate away from all promiscuity, evil, and corruption. In other words, stay away from haram. Stay away from that which is unlawful. وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةَ. And to make your salah and to pay your zakah. This is basically symbolic of that which is compulsory. So stay away from haram and do what is compulsory. Is that difficult? When somebody comes to embrace Islam, I tell them, I said, you know, the physical things that you have to do is only 5 things. And there's also a number of things that you have to stay away from, but it's not a lot. Simple, easy. Stay away from haram, do the compulsory actions. And then he said, going back to the hadith, فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. Means over and above that, you know, the extra optional things that we do, the sunnah things, things which are not compulsory, they are recommended. Try your best. And to Allah you leave the rest. فَأَبْشِرُوا, take the glad tidings. Inshallah, you're going to Jannah. And seek help in that by remembering Allah much in the morning and the evening. وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَ. This is something that's really recommended. Something maybe which we are certainly reviving in this month, but we must keep alive after this month. And that is, what is a dulja? The early hours of the morning. Stand up, even 2 rak'ats. As-salatu fi masjid al-harami ta'adilu 100,000 salah. One salah in the haram in Makkah is equal to 100,000 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi masjidi hadha ta'adilu 1,000 salah. And one salah in my masjid in Medina is equal to 1,000 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi masjid al-aqsa ta'adilu 500 salah. And one salah in masjid al-aqsa is equal to 500 salah. Was-salatu fi ard al-ribat. Fi maidan al-qital. And one salah in the battlefield, salat al-khawf, ta'adilu 1,000 salah. Is equal to 2 million salah. Allahu Akbar. Kitab al-Qassam, Allahu Akbar. Saraya al-Quds, Allahu Akbar. 2 million salah for every salah that they perform. وَخَيْرُ مِنْ هَذَا كُلَّ رَكَعَتَانِ يَرْكَهُمَا الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And better than all of that is 2 units of prayer that a believer makes in the middle of the night and everybody else is sleeping. How easy is that? Jamaat al-Muslimin, my time is up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to truly make this Ramadan different. Make this a moment in which the Ummah, which has now reached its lowest ebb. We can't go any lower than this. Wallahi, we cannot go any. And Allah has decreed this matter in order to show us how low we've actually become. How weak and humiliated in the eyes of the world we've actually become. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the whole Muslim world should have been calling for jihad. The Muslim rulers should have mobilized their armies. And they could have ended this on the first day. But we are where we are. And unless we are going to make a change from within, starting with ourselves, we are never going to be where we must be. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. With this beautiful, easy religion. Oh Allah, guide us to all that which is pleasing to you. And keep us from all that which is displeasing to you. And accept our change from within. Accept our tawbah, ya Rabbil Alameen. And send down your mercy upon the people of Gaza. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Someone blocking a driveway. It's a, what's this, a Honda? A Honda CAA 425826. Fee paper. 4 exhausts. CAA 425826. Black. What is this? Gunmetal. Type R. Civic. I'm sure there's nothing more I can say about it. Spoiler. As a spoiler. Yeah, mashallah. Moikar, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.